This is the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Welcome. Some pub names or illnesses can often sound similar. So introducing our new one-off segment, Ailment or Alehouse. Can I win again on Bangers? And Chris resorts to finding something he can rob from the Radio 1 office and take on CBBC as a prize giveaway this weekend. He's got nothing else. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey, y'all.
So last night I was writing some of the script for this award ceremony that I'm hosting, which is for the radio industry, so no pressure, on Thursday in Leeds. It's weird because like all my current colleagues and all my previous people that I've worked with in radio will be there.
Judging you.
Massively judging me. And I've decided not to put too many jokes in because I'm not a stand-up comedian.
No, oh, so that's a development. So yesterday...
No, I've changed it all.
No, because yesterday you said to me, right, I need some jokes, and I suggested some really good ones. Right. Controversial, but good ones.
Okay, so then I suggested the jokes that you said to the head of the award ceremony, and it was an absolute definite no to all of them.
Oh, you're going to look so boring.
Not
man.
One. Well, yeah, but rather...
Do you, does that not worry you?
Yes. I'm so stressed about
push
this.
Push back on it, then. Say, like, this is silly.
No, but, like, well, they said to me, the more jokes you put in, the more likely it is to go wrong.
Nah, well, I agree with that.
Right, well, I don't know on that. Also,
yeah, but that's partly, you've got to think it's entertaining for everyone there as well. There's right. An element of that.
Also, there's a bit where I have to introduce you on stage. You're host. You're
presenting an award, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So I really need to rework your introduction.
Oh, so, brilliant. So that'll be the only point you do something funny then, by the sounds of it. Introducing me, it'll be at my expense. That's fine.
At the moment it says, here's a man that's just come back from one of the world's most extreme festivals, the Japanese Naked Man Festival. Sounds like they got the wrong booking. It's Chris Stark.
That's great. Did you write that or someone else?
No, I didn't write it.
No,
it's like, because it's like men naked and in Japan and that.
I get you.
The joke is, should have been me rather than you.
Got you. Yeah. I haven't just come back. I came back from there about 6 months ago.
I know. That's what... I'll just put what you tell me to put. You can write your own intro if you want.
Amazing.
Scott Mills.
Well, the ideas aren't strong in here today. Someone just suggested, I won't say who, anyone would have thought I should have walked on stage with a limp tonight because he's been my crutch for years.
My crutch?
Crutch. Not
what?
No, absolutely not crutch. It's Chris Stark!
Am I misunderstanding that joke? How about this one from Chris in Ipswich? Instead of telling a joke, I'll just introduce you to one. Here's Chris Stark.
That's good.
What? Scott Mills.
Oh, the red sun's back on tomorrow, quite possibly.
So that means all the pictures...
Oh, yesterday I did my head in. When I left the building yesterday, just everyone's staring at the sky. What are you doing? It's like a real-life sepia on the sun. It's like the sun's got Valencia filter on it in real life. I know. Get over it. And why put it on social media? Oh, my God. Can I read one that really upset me yesterday? Stacey Solomon. Love her, but... Is anyone else experiencing a yellow, dusty sky? And every time I try to take a picture of it, it just looks grey. What's happening? Yes, everyone else is experiencing it because it's the sky! Everyone is experiencing it, Stacey. I can't bear it. I can't stand it if it happens again tomorrow.
Red sky at night, shepherds get hyped. Something like that, isn't it?
I'm so bored of it. Okay, Justin Bieber coming up. And yesterday on the show, we were talking about medical conditions. It started with an episode of TOWIE, where someone on the show claimed they'd got gym asthma. And we got Dr. Range off the TV on, who's an actual doctor, to check whether that was an actual medical condition or not. And then that got us on to talking about tennis elbow, housemaid's knee, tennis ball, was that one?
It's hard to remember. Well, some illnesses have very funny names, don't they?
So we've got a great new game based around medical conditions. Yay!
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, we heard of a new medical condition that happened to Courtney on TOWIE. She got this at the gym.
I went to the doctors and they told me I've got gym asthma.
Gym asthma?
Yeah.
Then we spoke to actual doctor, Dr. Range, the TV doctor. From CBBC.
Yeah, CBBS and the Pooh song.
Yeah, and he's got that diet show that's on tonight on ITV as well. Save Money, Good Health. Seen it?
Not yet.
It's good. Tonight they're talking about bottled water and whether you should bother with it.
Right.
Anyway, so we were talking about the gym asthma yesterday, had Dr. Range on, and he told us it wasn't really a thing. But he told us that housemaid's knee definitely is a thing. And that got us onto tennis elbow. And then someone texted in to say, these could either be medical conditions or they could also be pub names.
It's true.
So, welcome to our new segment...
Ailment or Alehouse.
That's right. Welcome to Ailment or Alehouse.
It's true, because I could meet you at the housemaid's knee for a for a quick drink.
Yeah. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Where are you today?
I am currently in Kingswood.
Okay, welcome to Ailment or Alehouse. Are you confident that you know your medical conditions from your pubs?
I feel like I might, you know a thing or two about pubs, so give it a go.
I here have got a list of pubs, but I've also got a list of illnesses. Chris and Jack, you play against each other to decide which is which, all right?
Okay, cool.
Here's your first one.
The King's Evil.
The King's Evil, Jack.
Ooh.
Had a drink
a
in there?
One. I can't say I have.
I've had a drink recently in the King's Head and the King's Arms, but the King's Evil, not sure. I think the thing is with this, Jack, a lot of pubs have old sort of mysterious names, you know, from stories gone by of evil kings.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to jump straight in there and I'm going to say it's a pub.
Saying it's a pub, okay.
I think it's a pub as well.
Okay. King's Evil, Ailment or Alehouse?
Ailment.
That's right. It's actually an illness called scrofula. In medieval England and France, it was believed it could be cured if you were touched by someone royal.
Oh, there we go.
And next...
Saggy Stone.
Ailment or Alehouse?
It's tricky. This is really tricky.
It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
I'll meet you in the Saggy Stone at 6:30.
Yeah, equally, I've got a right couple of Saggy Stones today. is that the context?
Please contact your GP.
See what I mean? It's either way seems to work.
Right, Jack, what are you saying?
You know, I think it's going to be an illness. Okay. He's got an esque about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a quick half at the Saggy Stone does sound right as well.
Mm.
Or does it? I don't know. Go on, Jack, why don't we work together on this then? I'll go with what you're going.
Okay, all right, I think it's going to be an illness.
Go on then, let's go illness.
Yeah.
Alehouse.
No.
Oh, having a mess.
It's a pub in South Africa which brews its own beer. Here's your next one.
Oh. Monkey's Forehead.
Now that could be anything.
What would that be if an illness?
Yeah. What do you think it is as an illness, do you reckon, Jack?
I don't know. That could be something to do your head. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I think I might have had this.
Or do you think you've gone and met someone in the monkey's forehead? This is really hard, this
game. It's a good game, this. Okay, what are you going for?
Monkey's forehead.
Mm.
I'm tempted to go pub on this one, Jack.
Mm.
I can imagine the logo sort of swinging on one of those signs, you know, pub signs.
Yeah, I'll probably join you with that one, actually.
Come on then.
Probably.
We're going to go Alehouse, please, Scott.
Alehouse.
Yes, you got one right. It's a pub in Egham in Surrey. More on Ailment or Alehouse after this.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Ah, the monkey's forehead's changed to the pack horse in Surrey a few months ago. Not as good.
No.
Maroon 5 on Radio 1. We're just playing our new game.
Ailment or Alehouse.
Thank you. Here I have a list of pubs where you can drink. I also have a list of illnesses. I'm reading from each separate list each time. You've got to tell me Alehouse or Ailment, all right?
It's proving so tricky so far, Jack. We've only got one right.
Been a bit of a mare, really.
Are you enjoying the game, though?
I'm really enjoying the game. It's a great game.
Okay, next one. Is this somewhere where you can get a drink or something you could catch?
Grocer's Itch.
So, Jack, me and you, we're having a big night out. Should we start at the Grocer's
Itch? Start at the Grocer's.
Or, Jack, I've got a problem, my friend.
You might have it too. Okay, Ailment or Alehouse?
I
think this is in Southampton.
But if it was, say, a Grocer's Itch, it would suggest, let's say for a second it is an ailment, it would suggest a particular problem with grocers that causes them to itch in a certain area. So maybe that's from handling too many cucumbers. Yeah. I don't know.
See, but at the same time, it's a little bit of like a rogue name. I think it could be a pub. I think it's going to be a bit of a rogue one.
Let's go pub.
Ailment.
No. Wrong. It's a type of dermatitis that occurs from coming into contact with mites, usually ones that live on figs, dates, prunes, cheese, or other dried foods. Come on, lads, you can do better than this.
Oily Johnnies.
Oily Johnnies. Now,
is that medical or is that an alehouse?
Well, firstly, Jack, then I should say, have you ever suffered from oily Johnnies before?
No, I personally have not, no.
No, nor have I. So it makes me think then perhaps a pub. But I can't work out what the story would be there. You know, some pub names have a story. I can't work out what that story would be. I'm leaning more towards pub on this one, Jack.
Yeah, I think I have to join you, yep.
Should we go alehouse, please?
Alehouse.
Yes.
Perez. It's a pub in Windscales, Workington, in the Lake District, once called the Oak Tree, but renamed by regulars in honour of the local paraffin salesman who'd sell his wares there of an evening.
Good story.
Get your paraffin. Who wants the paraffin?
And in Southampton, of course, in Beavers Valley,
yes.
The legendary Fishman.
Yes.
Although I think, I'm not sure that he's
still around.
Yeah, but still a legend.
Yeah. And next,
Bunch of Carrots.
Oof. Now that sounds painful.
Bunch of Carrots.
Yeah, sorry, Doctor. I've made the big mistake of Googling it.
Yeah.
And I think
I've got Bunch of Carrots.
I think it's Bunch of Carrots. But equally, the pub, you can imagine the sign, can you? Buncho Carrots.
Yeah. Craft beer.
Yeah, it'd be a proper craft beer pub. We're talking way in the country on this one if it's a pub. What do you reckon, Jack?
Obviously, with all the ones we've had so far, you know, they've all been a bit crazy with, you know, illnesses and pubs. I don't know.
Let's go pub.
You don't want a bunch of carrots hanging out, do you?
No, you're nothing that resembles it. I'm going to... You've got a story on that, Scott, actually.
Yeah, I have.
I'm going to go pub.
Alehouse.
Oh, it's a pub in Hereford in Hapton Bishop.
Great.
One more.
Policeman's heel.
Policeman traditionally walking a lot. Could suffer from policeman's heel.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
What's your answer, lads?
You've kind of hit the nail on the head with the whole, you know, maybe it's something that specifically policemen have. It might be a proper term for it, but it could be like a slogan that they have for this heel problem.
Let's go illness.
Ailment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it right at the end there.
If you are eating, please turn away now, because I can tell you that policeman's heel is an inflammation of the sac of fluid under the heel bone.
Sacs are horrible.
Oh, I hate sac of fluid. Doctors would call it plantar calcanea bursitis. Policeman's heel to you and me. At the end of that,
we actually got 4 out of that.
4 out of 7 is not bad.
It's not bad.
Ooh, smashed it.
Played, Jack.
I don't know whether this game will ever return, but thanks very much for playing Alehouse or Ailment, Jack.
No worries at all. It's been good fun.
I'll meet you in the grocer's itch.
BBC Radio. What? Scott Mills.
That's The Killers and The Man on BBC Radio 1. I really like that song, but why is there a cash register in? Oh, when was the last time Tills made that noise?
It comes at quite an unnecessary point in the song as well.
Cash in the bag.
Oh, maybe it wasn't that line, was it?
Yeah, but no Tills do that.
True.
Not for a long time.
Unless Christmas. At Christmas, all the Tills go like that, apparently.
What do you mean?
We're just like old, in every film, in every old Christmas film.
Oh, that's true. It's like... Whoa. Oh, spending all their money, it's Christmas. Don't make that noise anymore. Scott Mills here. Did you enjoy Ailment or Alehouse, or was it just me?
No, I really like the game. I think, I don't know if we'll return to it, though, sadly, because there's only so many illnesses that sound like pubs and vice versa.
Also, hello to Emily in Bristol, who says, please could you never say sack of fluid ever again on Radio 1, or I'll turn off, okay?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. You know we played that song by BTS as some of Radio 1's best new pop yesterday? BTS are a 7-piece boy band. They're kind of like Korean One Direction. I mean, it's huge. The movement and the army of fan base is ridiculous. I've not seen anything like it since One Direction, to be fair. And we played a bit of their track DNA yesterday. And I said the easy way to get likes and retweets is just to put hashtag BTS army. At the time, it didn't really work. Since we last spoke, like almost 24 hours ago, I've had 9,238 likes, 6,047 retweets just from putting hashtag BTS army.
It's like they all pile in.
I was like, were you reading them all come in last night? It's crazy. They're all just talking about what they had for dinner, how much they love the band. I've not seen anything like this for quite some time. We should definitely play it again soon. But because I just put hashtag BTS Army, all I'm getting is fans going, you called? What do you want? And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
That's the thing. I tweeted, I'm having shepherd's pie for dinner, just to prove a point. That I think you can put anything and then they'll pile in on the subject. They all start sending me pictures of their lunch, what they're having for dinner.
Anyway, hello, BTS incredible. Army. Scott Mills. Have you found anything yet to give away on CBBC this weekend?
Well, no. No, and I really need some help on that front. I'm there for Radio 1. You know, we should be giving away something really cool.
Chris is going on a show called Saturday Mashup, which is a new kind of kids' Saturday morning TV show. Every week, the star guest comes on, that's you this week, and gives away a prize.
I don't think I'm star guest. I'm a guest ahead of Radio 1's Teen Awards this Sunday. So I'm there to go talk about that, obviously.
And have you... You obviously approached other people at Radio 1 and they've not been helpful with the prize.
Well, I sent an email to a couple of members of staff here to say, is there anything you could recommend on the prize front? No one seems to be able to help me with this.
No.
So I think it's just up to me. And at the moment, I don't really know what I can do.
Okay. I think we need to... Where are we at? It's Tuesday already, right? Yeah, we need something, because you've got to take it to Manchester. The show's done in Manchester.
Yeah.
So it needs to be kind of not that heavy. It needs to be quite mobile.
I just think it needs to be good. If we're giving it away, it should be something good. That's what I'm trying to say to everyone.
Not being funny, right? But Nadine Coyle did just give a signed photo of herself as the prize.
I haven't got the status of Nadine Coyle, have I?
You haven't got the status.
I haven't got the range.
No,
I haven't got the status. So, but that's the thing. That's why JP Cooper can just give a signed album. It's lazy from him.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
But yeah, if you come on, like, it needs to be something a bit better because of the star ratio.
Also, I don't know what other guests. Exactly, that's what I mean. My prize needs to make up for my lack of stardom.
Right.
But also, well, here was one idea of mine. I thought I could just pledge some of your money. So I could go on there and say, yes, and for the prize pot today, I'm going to give £20,000 of Scott's money.
Absolutely not.
That'd be amazing. Scott Mills.
And it's Callum in Cumbria. Hi, Callum.
Hey, Callum.
Hi there, gents. How's it going?
It's very all good. Happy 22nd birthday for the weekend, please.
Oh, it's a bit early for that, but I can't wait for it. I mean, 22 years on this planet. Fantastic
stuff. Wow.
Do you know, like, you've got one of those voices where I would not be able to tell how old you are.
Tell you what, well, I mean, normally people, when I see them, they say I'm about 30 plus because I'm bald and I've got a beard.
Right. But you're actually 21.
Yep.
You're like my mate Chango the Beast. You age well ahead of your time.
Yeah. Like a fine wine.
Which is kind of good. There's a certain age where that's kind of good. It's good to have one friend who looks like, you know, well older, gets on with the parents, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gets you out of situations. No, you're a good friend to have.
Yeah. Anyway, have a good one. What's the plans for the weekend? Have your mates planned anything for you?
I'd imagine the boys have got something pulled, but I can't really discuss that on radio, you know.
Okay. Is it like a surprise thing for you?
I mean, there's been plenty of surprises in the past. I mean, one time they ended up taking me to Rome, so if it's anything like that, I have no control.
Right, but what about if you're thinking, oh, the boys are definitely going to pull something out here, pull something out of the bag, and then actually nothing happens?
Well, then it just seems I'll have to get some new boys, won't I?
Yeah, exactly. I had that one year. Do you remember, Scott, for my birthday?
Oh,
I had one year where I went to Misty Moons in Northwood.
And you were like, what's next?
I came back from uni thinking there was a big surprise party. And it was just my friend Sir Dossa just sat there on his own. No, I expected everyone to come around the corner. No one did.
Yeah, you were expecting like a surprise at any minute.
So it was just a night out in Northwood for me for my birthday.
Kind of
tragic. It was disappointing.
Okay, Callum, here's what I've got for you today. Not heard this for a while, have you, huh?
No, not at all.
Labyrinth, come in.
Come in. Labyrinth, come in.
It's Labyrinth and Earthquake.
Labyrinth.
You can stop doing that now, Callum.
Labyrinth. Come in.
All
right, Callum, you can have that or you can have my choice today. Such a tune. Enter Shikari, Juggernaut.
Oh, you know these cardboard cutouts were getting made?
Yeah?
Someone emailed me saying they're going to Enter Shikari in the next couple of weeks and they'd like to borrow our cardboard cutouts.
Oh, mate, well, I'd like to go to Enter Shikari myself, so maybe we don't bother with a cardboard cutout. Maybe I just send myself.
Here we are, Enter Shikari, Alexandra Palace.
Oh,
I'm sure we can organise
so
cardboard Chris crowd surfing at this gig. That's from Dan. We'll see what we can do. We have ordered the cardboard cutouts. They're on their way. And you can have us wherever you are at the weekend.
Oh,
as long as you send them back.
Please, Callum, choose me today. I'd love to hear this.
Beg.
I'm Unfortunately, my mind was made up straight away because that second choice was just shocking. I don't mean to put you down that much, but I mean, it's got to be Labyrinth all the way. I mean, who doesn't love that on a night out?
Labyrinth, come in.
The Enter Shikari fans are not happy, my love.
Understandably. But, you know the voice that does the, you know, Labyrinth, come in. Is it someone famous? Is it? I've never really questioned it.
Labyrinth, come in.
I don't know.
Or is it? It's not Labyrinth himself with a voice changer, is it?
No.
Because that ruins it for Labyrinth me if it's Labyrinth
not,
telling
he
himself.
He does not have that voice.
Labyrinth, come in.
Why is it a random voiceover?
You're gutted it's not you. How would you deliver it? If you were on the song, how would you have delivered it?
Labyrinth, come in.
See, it changes it completely.
Scott Mills.
Right, you can't go on a Saturday morning kids TV show without a prize to give away. That's the rules. Chris is going on CBBC on Saturday Mashup this weekend, and you don't have anything.
No, I've got nothing.
And no one's been that helpful at Radio 1. So we need to find you something in the office for you to give away on Saturday Mashup, because you need a prize.
I do, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the obvious place to come, isn't it? If we're just going to, I don't know, rob something off someone's desk.
Yeah, OK, so just have a little rifle round, see what you can find.
Yeah, OK. There's, of course, the sort of comedy horn.
No. Where are you in the office now?
I'm just by our desks.
Oh, yeah,
you know? OK. I've avoided your particular desk. I actually assume you don't want to give anything away that's on there.
Don't touch those. They're locked anyway, those drawers.
To be honest with you, though, there isn't really that much here. There's what have we got over here? There's a couple of books.
Are you near the free table where all the PR stuff gets sent?
Yeah, I am, but there's not really anything on that. It's loads of old books and things.
Is the James Arthur book still there?
Yeah, the James Arthur one. It's called Back to the Boy. We could give that away. But the point is, right, it's not really my prize. I think we need something from Radio 1.
Yeah, and also, why would you turn up? Oh, well, hi, guys. I've got a James Arthur book.
That's what I think. So
you need something personalised from you or from Radio 1.
There's a Lethal Bizzle disc up here.
No. I know what you can do. You know, every year at the Radio 1 Christmas party, we all have a group photo taken together?
Yeah.
If you head to the right, there's loads of them on the walls of the Radio 1 office. Take one of them.
Yes, good idea. Thing is, Scott, the one with me on it, I'd quite like to keep up because, they'll then remember me one day here.
Well, go back in time a bit, because they go back years, those.
They do. Some of these are really old. There's this one over here is 2004, so I assume you weren't working here at this point, Scott.
Well, have a look. Am I on it?
Oh, no, you were. Oh, wow. Mate, you've got a very jazzy shirt on there.
Oh, OK. Who am I next to?
You're next to Pete Tong on one side, and sadly, I'm not sure on the person on the right.
Yeah, that's showbiz.
That's weird. Is that Kel Spellman in 2004? I've always had a question mark over his age.
No.
I'm not joking, Scott. There's one here who looks just like Kel Spellman, 2004.
No, he was the 2004 version of Kel Spellman. There's like a factory of them.
This is mad. If you go right back in time, though, I mean, oh, wow, look at Moyles there.
Yeah.
He looks like the villain from Sonic.
Yeah.
You know, Robotnik.
I know the one you mean.
Hugh Stevens looks about 12.
Yeah, but he was.
That is incredible, isn't it? As you through the years as well, Scott.
Yep.
So do you think we can just have one of these? The thing is it not odd giving away a 2004 staff picture?
Yeah, a little bit, because hardly any of them work here. Well, probably none of them work here apart from me and Pete Tong.
Some of them, I think, are screwed in. I've got one of them.
Also, can I make a request?
Yep.
If there's any of those photos, if I'm wearing bootcut jeans, let's not have that one. Thank you.
Oh, mate, you're in bootcut jeans for best part of a decade.
I was not. Rude.
They're all screwed in. The only one I think I can get is 2004 anyway.
Okay, we'll have that. Just go? Have it away.
Should I bring that back?
Yeah. You need a prize.
Yeah, right. Look at that.
This is going to be weird because you now got to walk through the office with that, like, in your hands.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it back to the studio. It's all fine. So the 2004 staff picture, I've taken, I've just lifted it off the wall, mate. I'm going to come back.
Yep.
Thing is, if I can go in a way which avoids the management, okay, here, that's fine.
People are going to be like, what are you doing?
I think I'm just going to steal this one and give it away on kids' TV. It's not even for me. It's for someone else anyway, isn't it?
No, no one will know who it is.
With these things, Scott, you've just got to kind of take them in your own hands, haven't you? I'm coming back in.
It's like when me and Greg confidently took a Brit Award one year. Oh, wow.
Yeah, got it. I'll be in a second anyway. Yeah. I'll show you.
Sweet, all right, thank you. Scott Mills. Well, what a brilliant present that is to give away on Saturday Kids TV. Hi, kids, here's a picture of some Radio 1 DJs before you were even born.
The 2004 staff picture, Radio 1 staff picture, we'll give that away.
Got it here.
Be good to get a few signatures on there, though,
wouldn't it? Are you really going
to
give this away?
Do you think you could track down some of your old colleagues there and maybe get some... I mean, it's better to sign, isn't it?
I'd rather not.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
When was the last time you had a meal without someone, like... When you're with someone, then they were just texting the whole time. Doesn't happen, does it?
Do you
have a rule now where it's like, actually, let's put our phones down until we finished eating?
Yeah, my girlfriend's really got hot on this one, actually. I'm not allowed to use my phone eating anywhere. I get told off. Yeah,
what,
I know
anywhere?
It sounds like proper under-the-thumb stuff here, but it's become a thing.
Right, so is this when you're out or is this when you're at home or both?
Both at the moment.
Right. So you know some of the fast food restaurants where you normally have your phone out, don't you? Because it's not like a proper meal, it's just like a quick meal, isn't it? One of the biggest ones, the one that rhymes with Whack Ronald, are now introducing mobile phone lockers. So you kind of, well, you have to, but they're encouraging you to put your phone away so you actually talk to the person next to you.
Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, but you'll get it out again. Also, you know we were talking earlier about avocados. You've just discovered them.
Yeah, I'm new to this game.
This is great news. They do contain good fats, but don't eat too many because they're fattening. But guess what? The diet avocado has arrived. Just in time.
The reason I like it...
30% less fat.
But it's green. This is what I'm saying. I said to you, I'm boshing avocados left, right and centre.
It's because green doesn't mean it's good for you.
No. Well, don't play that game. But you...
Diet avocados.
I think it does mean it's good for you.
Whatever next, it doesn't. No, I mean, they are good for you, but, like, just don't have too many. I said this on Clara's show earlier.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember Simon McCoy, the iconic newsreader on BBC News?
Mm.
Mostly because he went on TV hosting... he was holding a book of A4 paper instead of an iPad.
That's right, yeah.
Do you know, that was 4 years ago. It was the four-year anniversary the other day.
Oh.
That's why he's iconic. We also love him because when he's not interested in the story, you really, really know about it just from the tone of his voice and how unenthusiastic he is.
Now, you're watching BBC News. Just bear in mind it is August. This does not look like a walk in the park. Dog owners and their pets in California have hit the waves in the second annual World Dog Surfing Championships. Here are the pictures.
He hates it.
There's also style, there's confidence, there's the size of the wave. Some events have really big waves, some have very small waves. There's a lot of style and techniques. It's really interesting.
The competitor's main challenge is to stay afloat on the board. This is in Pacifica near San Francisco, but there are also prizes for the best dressed and tandem surfing dogs. The winner, of course, being crowned top dog. That's a shame. We've run out of pictures. The weather. Let's get the latest.
Oh, I love it.
It's the disdain. Here's some pictures.
He's at his best whenever he has to announce royal news. He's incredible. So the announcement of William and Kate's third child today, due in April. This was just about a half hour ago on BBC News.
Just got this coming in from Kensington Palace, news we just got. Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are delighted to confirm they are expecting a baby in April. Now, bearing in mind they announced that she was pregnant back in September and it was thought she was around 2 or 3 months pregnant, I'm not sure how much news this really is. But anyway, it's April, so clear your diaries, get the time booked off, because that's what I'm doing. And, anyway, that news just coming in from Kensington Palace. You're watching Afternoon Live. BBC
One. Scott Mills. We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Get our best bits on this handy podcast.